So welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra. Practice of awakening to your true nature. Practice of Yoga Nidra where the intention is to connect with our sankalpa, our heartfelt desire or intention. Through this practice of awareness, which is Yoga Nidra, we're invited to awaken to our essential nature. So as you're ready, I invite you to close your eyes if you haven't already done so. And we begin to cultivate pratyahara, withdrawal of the senses, shifting the awareness from our external landscape to our internal landscape. And as we settle into this practice, the concept of santosha, of contentment, is very central. So please take a moment to find your most comfortable position. And as you're ready, inviting the whole body to surrender into stillness, knowing that there is nothing else you need to do. Nowhere else to be. To simply be here is enough. Grounded in this body, in this safe and supported space of stillness and belonging. Inviting into your awareness now any sounds inside the room, outside the room, welcoming all sounds, considering no sound to be a distraction, but simply part of what is. Now listening for the sounds of the breath as you settle deeper into relaxation. Maybe you enjoy a little yawn or maybe a sigh, feeling of letting go. Becoming aware now of touch sensation. Feeling the contact with the ground, the texture of the clothes, blankets, eye pillow against your skin. The touch of the breath moving in and out of the body. Awakening into your awareness now, any smell and taste sensations. In this practice of Yoga Nidra, seeing yourself lying in your resting pose, picturing yourself resting with blankets, props, resting on this earth, Seeing yourself resting in this sacred space of awareness, which is Yoga Nidra. And inviting now the mind to form a single stream of consciousness, which is simply, I am practicing Yoga Nidra. I am practicing Yoga Nidra. I am practicing Yoga Nidra. My next invitation to you now is to connect with the organic rhythm of your breath. On the next exhale, breathing down as if the breath can enter into the space of the heart, the space behind the center of the breastbone. Evoking here in the space of the heart a felt sense of gratitude. Cultivating an attitude of gratitude for simply being here, for being able to offer yourself this time of reconnection. Allowing this felt sense of gratitude to permeate your whole body, your whole being. And continuing to rest your awareness at the heart space. Here I invite you to invoke your Sankalpa, your heartfelt desire or intention. Here we plant the seed of Sankalpa into the fertile soil of the heart. Repeating now the words of your Sankalpa 3 times in the present tense. Embodying your Sankalpa as a heartfelt reality, fulfilled and embodied truth. As you inhale, breathing in the atmosphere of your fulfilled, embodied, realized Sankalpa. And as you exhale, create more space for your Sankalpa to take seed, for it to take root in the landscape of your heart. And as you're ready, you can invite your Sankalpa to rest back into its home ground of being, back into the heart. Little by little, we turn inwards. And to help you with this process, I invite you on a journey around the sacred land of your body. Rotating our consciousness through the whole body. And bringing attention to the crown of your head. Visualizing here a seed at the crown of your head. Awareness at the space between the eyebrows. And planting a seed there. Awareness at the base of the throat, center of the collarbone, cross to the right shoulder, visualizing a seed on the right shoulder, right elbow, right wrist, and tiny little seeds on each of the fingers. The right thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Back to the space of the right wrist, elbow, right shoulder, center of the collarbones, and across to the left shoulder. Awareness on the left shoulder, visualizing a seed. Left elbow, wrist, tiny little seeds, each on the left thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Back to the space of the wrist, elbow, shoulder, center of the collarbones. Inviting now the awareness to journey down to the center of the chest. Cross to the right ribs, back to center, and the left ribs. Center of the breastbone. Awareness traveling down to the navel center, visualizing a seed at the navel center. Center of the pelvis. And across to the right hip, visualizing a seed at the right hip. The right knee, right ankle. Right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Back to the space of the right ankle, knee, hip, center of the pelvis. Awareness to the left hip, visualizing a seed on the left hip, left knee. Ankle. Tiny little seeds each on the left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe. Awareness back to the left ankle, left knee. Left hip, center of the pelvis. Guiding the awareness back up through the navel center, through the center of the breastbone, center of the collarbones, base of the throat, eyebrow center, crown of your head. Whole body totally relaxed. I'm visualizing now in the mind's eye that these seeds at each point of the body could grow into a web of tiny rootlets, a web of interconnected roots that spread through the whole landscape of your body. And imagining how it is for these roots to be growing down into the earth, cultivating a felt sense of being grounded in this space, of being held and supported by the earth. And these roots reaching for fertile sources of nourishment and inspiration. And then imagining that the roots grow up and out, as if each of the points on the web of the body is growing upwards into space. Each point of the body with its own shoot. Visualizing the web of roots reaching down into the earth. The web of shoots reaching up into space. Being aware of the whole network of roots and shoots, simultaneously holding this space for rooting and rising. Awareness resting on the cycles of your breath. Here with your exhale, inviting any dense energy to be released through these roots into the earth. On the in-breath, drawing from the earth into the web of your body, light and refined energy. And with the exhale, we release and cleanse the body of anything that doesn't serve, releasing any disordered energy with the out-breath. Inhaling, drawing in the light, pure, refined energy from the earth into the landscape of your body. Inviting this light, radiant energy to infuse your energy body. This light, refined, pure energy, offering us courage to commit to our heartfelt desire, offering us courage to follow our path of truth, bring us courage to pursue our deepest callings in life. Awareness on the breath. And we'll count the breath to 10. Breathing in for 1. And breathing out for 1. Inhaling for 2. Exhaling 2. Continuing to count in your own time all the way to 10. Full awareness on the breath and counting. Letting go of any count of the breath. With your next exhale, we'll settle the awareness back on the deep heart's core. Awareness behind the center of the breastbone. In this practice of Yoga Nidra, coming home to yourself. Simply being in the space of the heart. And welcoming back in a felt sense of gratitude. Gratitude for the opportunity to be here today. Carve out this time to reconnect to self, to offer yourself deep rest and relaxation. And as you're ready, reinvoking your sankalpa, your heartfelt desire or intention. Hearing the words of your sankalpa 3 times. hearing the words of your Sankalpa 3 times in the present tense. Taking time to nurture the seed that you planted at the beginning of your nidra practice. Taking time to feel how it is to embody the reality of your intention. With your inhale, breathing in this atmosphere of your fulfilled sankalpa. With your exhale, drawing in more space for your sankalpa to take seed in the space of the heart. Connecting here with your sankalpa, connecting with your quality of being that is already whole and complete. And as you're ready, we invite the sankalpa to settle back into the heart space, back into its home ground of being. And as this practice of yoga nidra draws towards a close, we take a moment to check back in with space and time. To again, in the mind's eye, visualize your physical body resting with the support of your bolsters, blankets, eye pillows. Welcoming back in any touch and taste sensations. Welcoming in any sounds within the room. Any sounds outside the studio. Welcoming back in the sound of your breath. As we begin to transition into more waking consciousness, we take a moment to linger in this very liminal space between waking and sleep. And I share with you a poem from Lauren Roche from the Radiant Sutras called A Place in the Heart. The one who is at play everywhere said, "There is a place in the heart where everything meets. Go there if you want to find me. Mind, senses, soul, eternity, all are there. Are you there? Enter the welcoming vastness of the heart. Give yourself to it with total abandon. Quiet ecstasy is there, and a steady, regal sense of resting in a perfect spot. Once you know the way, the nature of attention will call you to return again and again and be saturated with knowing. I belong here. I am at home here. Answer that call." And as you're ready, starting to invite some movement back into the body. And here in this space, listening to the body's intelligence, listening for any calls of movement that might feel most nourishing as you start to awaken. Maybe wiggling fingers or toes. Maybe touching the thumb to the tip of each finger can be particularly grounding. Or maybe you take a full body stretch. Slowly coming back into this space, back into the sun Saturday afternoon. And this practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Hari Om Tat Sat.